Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, you know the drill. Like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Drums, please. Take 100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum, you dig? Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome. Really going to have a good show up. Wow. I think I have some angry women on my phone line at this point already. I've got six people on the phone line before I even start talking. That's got to be a record for K100. Before I even start the show, normally people start calling the show, 10, 15 minutes in, you know, they get here, they mosey on, they know. I got six people already on the phone line, and I hadn't even did the intro music yet. All right. I'm going to get harassed tonight by the single moms. Hopefully I don't. Hopefully they can listen to reason to some of the other single moms that call the phone line tonight. But we geared up to have a great show for episode 165. You dig? Mama can't be daddy. But before I get into that, of course you know, and I know, I must run down how the show works and the whole hoopla and all that. So, let's get it. K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome, everybody, listen to me on the phone lines at 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome, everybody, listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the website where you can listen to the show live on the internet and stream it. Also, where you can download past episodes of the show. Okay? We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/K100 Radio. All right? MySpace.com/K100 Radio. We're on iTunes up under the podcast section as an official podcast in the iTunes store. Just go to iTunes, launch the application, go to the podcast section, type in K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. All right, so that's how you can get to us. MySpace, Facebook, iTunes, blogtalkradio.com/K100 Radio. All right, I'm not going to take up too much time. You guys know the drill. All right, if this is the first time listening to the show, check out all those sites and stuff. If you become our friend, like our page, all of that. All right? Want to remind everybody also that the email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Okay? That's where you send all your correspondence for the show. Artists, pay attention, artists. K100 talking indie music. I spin music on the show also, but I only spin independent artists. I don't spin big name artists, okay? Why, you ask? Well, they're not going to come to my show and do an interview, so fuck them. But any artist will, and I got love for the underground. Of course, most of you know that I'm also an independent artist. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. All right, we do music around these parts. You know what I'm saying? We're a studio, internet radio, as you can tell. All right, production company, graphic design, and more. So, that being said, we're multifaceted, multimedia conglomerate. Welcome to my world. Now, you artists send your music in to k100radio@gmail.com. in the MP3 format. If you know anyone as an artist, tell them to send their music there. And also, once again, if you got any feedback about my show, Blizzum, you hot, Blizzum, you fucking suck, whatever, that's where you send it, k100radio@gmail.com. Or you can become my personal friend, all right, on Facebook. I accept anybody who listens to my show as my personal friend. Just say, I listen to your show. I'll accept you as my personal friend on K100 Radio. Just look up under Blizzum. Check out my music page on Facebook. And also follow me on Twitter, @Blizzum, BLIZM. Moving right along. All right? Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You dig? I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it because I know people are going to be on the phone lines tonight who are going to go tick for tack for me. I want to make sure that I don't run over into overtime. If I have to, I will, of course, but I want to make sure I get every single caller, especially the single mamas. Single mamas are going to be in the building. They're going to be in effect. If I know your number, if you're a frequent caller and you're a single mama, definitely going to get you on the line tonight. I want to hear your opinion about what I'm talking about tonight. Some might call it controversial. I call it keeping it motherfucking 100. By the way, I only got one rule on the show. Just keep it 100. If I feel like you're saying something because you are a woman, because you're black, white, politically correct, of a certain religion, whatever, if I feel like you're just saying what you think people think you should say, if I feel like you're really not keeping it 100 and you're not listening to the voices of reason, I'll come to gunshot. That's how it works. It's the only rule I got. Keep it 100. That's the name of the show. All right? Moving right along. So I'm going to go ahead and get down and break down the synopsis of the show. For those of you who've never listened to my show for the first time, this is what I blast out over Facebook, MySpace, and all the email blasts and stuff, when I'm, my text messages and stuff, when I'm talking about the show, promoting the show for the night. So we're going to be reading from this in every episode that we have of K100. All 165 episodes have this synopsis attached. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And if you missed some of my other episodes, I've got some I've got some great ones, man. You know what I'm saying? Freakometer, whatever. You know what I'm saying? All kind of great, crazy, zany shows. And we talk about everything from pussy to politics on this show. So we cover the gambit, all right? So right now I'm going to go ahead and jump into it for episode 165, read the synopsis, and then I'm going to go to the phone line since I got people already on deck, all right? Let's get it. Episode 165, background music by Nextel Nails, myself, B-Low Down, Track Pros, producer, send me your beats. I run it in the background. and I'm reading right now. You know, there are a lot of single mothers in society today, all right? It's a lot of single mothers. I was raised by one, all right? I was raised by a single mama. And mama, what's up, mama? I love you. My mama actually told me she might try to listen to this show, even though she really can't take all the cussing and stuff like that. But she said, just because of what I'm talking about, because she know she raised me by herself for a greater part of my childhood, then she got married to my step-pops. And I'll get into all that. You feel me? But up until the age of 10, which are crucial years for a little boy, I was raised by my mom, single-parent household. So I want you to, A, keep that shit in mind before you call up to my show, you know, thinking you know every goddamn thing and try to tell me that I'm just being a chauvinist or anything like that. I was raised by my mother for a greater part of my life. So you need to keep that in mind, all right? So with that being said, I was raised by my mom for the early part of my childhood, and she did her best, all right? And it was a damn good job, once again, mama. Yeah. But as much as I did not want for food, I had clothes, had all the toys, had a lot of things a lot of kids don't have. You know what I'm saying? She provided for me, and my grandmama provided for me, too, also. You feel me? But I had people in my life that loved me and everything. I wasn't neglected. But, and I repeat, damn it, but she could not replace my father. Could not replace my father. Now, my father was around, but not very active in my life, okay? He was around, but not very active. You know what I'm saying? You know? That's the facts, and I love my father, too. You feel what I'm saying? But that's just simply the truth, okay? For various reasons, who knows why, but that was just how it was, all right? She couldn't replace him, okay? She could teach me how to hold the door open for a woman, all right? You can teach a guy, you can teach a guy that. Hold the door open for a woman. You know what I'm saying? Be respectful. You know what I'm saying? All that. But she couldn't teach me the ins and outs of being a man. All right? I'm going to go ahead and keep reading. All right? See, there seems to be a theme. There seems to be a theme that a lot of single women love to scream that fucking annoys me to no end. I'm the mama and the fucking daddy. Oh, I do it all. You see them on Facebook. You see these motherfuckers on Twitter. All right? They're everywhere. They get on their high horses, and just because they doing good and they're able to provide for their kids or whatever without the help of the sorry-ass baby daddy or ex-husband or what the fuck ever's going on, they start feeling themselves a little too motherfucking much. Now, pump your fucking brakes. I told you fucking single mamas out here tonight that I'm going to give you all the motherfucking props in the world for being able to do that, for being able to hold it down when some of these sorry-ass niggas don't step up to the motherfucking plate. But I repeat, you are not able to replace the daddy. You can fill in a couple of gaps, but you can't replace them. All right? This is not like sex. Okay? This is not how you can go to your sex store, get you a dildo, and fuck yourself with it and say y'all don't need a nigga. It don't work like that. You can do that. You can't be a man all the way, though. All right? Let's just get this shit straight and clear. Now, see, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you can never be the child's daddy. Never. Never. Good as you are at being mama and playing some of the roles, you are never going to take his total place. It's not going to happen. You cannot teach a man to be a man because you're not a fucking man. I'm going to keep going. Now, look, before you jump down my throat, let me say, like I said, I got respect for you guys, all right? You know, you are to be commended and much props to you, okay? But just because you pay the bills, go to the football games, whoop their ass when they need it, that only makes you a mother that does what a father should do, but you can't replace him, okay? Now, yes, I know some daddies are so fucked up that the kids are better off not being around them at all. And, by the way, I know some fucking mamas in that situation, too. I know some kids who are better off without their damn mamas, all right? But the point is, you can't teach a male child how to be a man. You can just raise him up to be a respectful, law-abiding citizen, but you cannot teach him how to be a man. You cannot do it. I'm giving a shit what you say. You can't do it. All right? You simply don't possess the genetics, ladies. It's 2 + 2 = 4 over here tonight. No more than I could teach my daughter, which, by the way, I have one, no more than I could teach my daughter how to be a woman. I can teach my daughter self-respect, all right? I can tell her, sit, when you got a dress on, don't be jumping all around so people can see up your skirt. I can tell her that. I can teach her some manners and stuff like that. But as a man, I can't teach my little girl how to be a fucking woman. I cannot school her how to be the woman because I don't know what the fuck it's like to be a woman. I fucked a whole bunch of women. I be around them all the time. Everybody knows this about me. There's no surprises here tonight on K100. Just in case it's your first time tuning into the fucking show. Alright? I'm not a stranger to the ladies. But the point is, I'm not one. Thus, I cannot teach my daughter how to be a fucking woman. She, in fact, needs her damn mama. As much as my son needs me, she needs her. I cannot teach her how to be a fucking woman. It doesn't work like that. So I'm not just attacking the single mothers out here. I'm using logic in this train of thought. And my train of thought tonight is pure, simple logic. Okay? I can't teach my daughter how to be a woman, and you can't teach your fucking son how to be a man. You can raise your son how to be a man. You can raise him to be a good person. You can make him do his homework. You can go to the games and all that shit. But you cannot teach him how to be a fucking man, just like I can't teach my daughter how to be a woman. I can't do it. I'm gonna need, if my daughter didn't have a mama, I'm gonna need my sister to step in, my aunties, my aunts, my grandmamas. Some things I ain't gonna be able to goddamn take care of simply because I don't possess the fucking genetics. It's that simple. This is not rocket science, people. Yes, you can raise a male child to be a good, productive citizen, all the manners and all that, but that's where it ends. He must have male influence in his life. An example of a real man to go by, even if it is not his natural father. All right? It can be step-pop. It can be Uncle Dale. It can be big brother, mentor, pastor, something. But you cannot teach him how to be a fucking man. Stop saying that shit on Facebook. Stop saying that shit in your fucking tweets. Motherfucker, you can't do it. You're doing good, baby. Look, you're doing good. He's getting good grades. He probably gonna go up and be, but you can't teach him how to be a fucking man. I'm not finna keep telling you motherfuckers this shit. I'm not finna keep repeating myself. You can't fucking do it, just like I can't teach my goddamn daughter how to be a woman. This is how it works. I don't know what else to tell you. So, he must have a male influence in his life, an example of a real man to go by. He can't learn to be a man from his mama. It's just that simple. You can do a good job raising them. Can't teach them how to be a man, baby. Stop saying that. Stop thinking you can. All right? Don't do that. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to the child, to the son. You're doing him a disservice. You're doing them a disservice thinking that you don't actually need no nigga to help you do shit. You may not need a nigga to help you pay your bills. You may not need a nigga to fuck you. Oh, but indeed, if you want that boy to learn how to be a man before he has to learn the hard way through trial and error to prep him for what is coming, God damn it, you can't fucking do it. Questions for the goddamn callers. Here we go. Episode 165. Do you feel like a woman can teach a male child to be a man? That's question one for my callers, all right? Question number two. Should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male figure for their male child, or should they go about willy-nilly thinking they can do it without one? Which you can do it without one. You can raise a child up, get him to graduate school, and go out and be a productive citizen without having that in his life, but you're just raising him up to be a person. You're not teaching him how to be a man. I'm trying to get you to understand the specifics of what I'm saying. So, if you're, question number two, once again, should single mothers make an effort, should they make an effort to find a positive male figure for a male child, or should they just say, fuck it, I don't need that nigga. Oh, I'm good. I'm doing it by myself. I'm good. Like, I hear so many of these motherfucking ignorant motherfuckers do. You getting on my fucking nerves. I'm talking to you. Press the fucking number one if you don't like it. Question number three. Should a woman try to interfere with the man's relationship with his son just because she doesn't agree with his lifestyle? This means, ladies, if your baby daddy, husband or whatever is not paying child support, he hasn't paid child support in years, all right? He really don't have a job or whatever, but he's not abusive. He doesn't put the child in harm's way or whatever. But you don't feel like he's living up to what you think a quote unquote real man should be, which means he's not financially providing for the child or anything like that. But that's his father, that's his fucking daddy. All right, even if he is a hustler or some shit, as long as he's not picking the child up and doing the motherfucking drop with the motherfucker in the back seat in the car seat, what the fuck difference does it make? All right? Should a woman try to interfere with the man's relationship with his son just because she doesn't agree with his lifestyle, i.e. he's a bum, i.e. he doesn't work, he doesn't have money or whatever, has absolutely nothing to do with being a child, being a man, being a father? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that may not be where you want your child to learn about the job market. I learned how to get a job from. But he still has invaluable things about being a man that you can't fucking teach. I don't give a fuck if you make $60,000 a year and this nigga ain't paid child support in 5 years, bitch. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Still, some shit you can't teach him that he can. Period. Point blank. Question number four. If the roles were reversed, how would you answer all of these questions? Meaning, if it was a single man raising a girl. So that means, do you think a single guy could teach a female child to be a woman? Should a father make an effort to find a positive female figure in a little girl's life if he's raising her on his own? All right. Should a man try to interfere with a woman's relationship with her daughter just because he don't agree with her lifestyle? Let's say your motherfucking daughter's mama is a motherfucking trick hoe, but at the same time, she's still a motherfucking woman. She might go out here and sell pussy for money, but you may not agree with that, but that's her motherfucking mama. As long as she ain't taking her in the goddamn, putting her in the front seat in the car seat while she in the back sucking a dick for a dollar, fuck nigga, that's her mama. It's still gonna be some shit, even as a trick hoe, that she can teach her nigga that you can't. So for question number four, if the roles were reversed, how would you answer all of these questions? All right? So that's what we got popping tonight on K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Oh, my phone lines are so full. Oh, my. I'm so ready for these motherfuckers. Yeah. Let's get it. Up top, 917, this is my homie Nooney Jr. Nooney, what's popping, man?
What it do?
What it do, man? Thanks for calling the show. He was the first on the line. He said he's going to chime in for the show tonight. I want you guys to also check out Nooney's show after the K100 is off about abortion. He's going to have a good one. I'm going to jump on there after I leave here. Thanks for calling the show, homie. You feel me? 912, you up next. Now I see Young Pat, Michigan Girl, 678, Key, El Panama, 850-404-312. Oh, yeah, it's going down.
312, Chi-Town in the building. I see Chi-Town, 312.
All right, a lot of people might be mad at me tonight, Nui. So,
yeah.
Let's go ahead jump into it, man. You feel me? Because I got so many people on the phone line. I'm going to try and catch them all. You feel me? Do you feel like a woman can teach a male child to be a man?
No.
Why not?
No. I mean, I think they can, like, well, first of all, bro, to be a good teacher, you have to understand what you are teaching.
Exactly.
If you say like a 50-year-old woman, see, that will kind of change it, because I think 50-year-old women understand men better than these 22-year-old women and 28-year-old women. Now, I'm not saying that she can't teach them nothing and it won't help, but it don't take the place of having a mother and a father in the household. I don't care what nobody say. It takes no place of having the mother and the father compared to just the mother. Or the mother and the father compared to just the father. There's no comparison.
Right. What you said off the top is just, it's so simple, but I don't understand what the problem is where people don't get it.
I don't even want to get sidetracked. But you know how they say music and older people, like peers, and influence people to do crime. I was listening to Tupac. Well, it's the same way with everybody else. You know, people, they auntie tell them, Trina, Beyonce tell them, they homegirl tell them, they cousin tell them, TV tells them all this stuff that, you know, they end up saying. And, like, a lot of times I notice people saying stuff that they ain't never really investigated. Like, they once a cheater, always a cheater. I always hear people saying that, but, like, when have they done research on that topic? Like, you can't tell me that everybody that cheats is always a cheater. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Right. But you know, all of these things, you know, I can raise my son better. Maybe she raises him better than that man, but not a good man. No, it's impossible.
Right, exactly. So this is my point. See, this is what sparked, because I always see some of these people on the post and they're posting up this shit, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you take into consideration the fact that you might have had a sorry ass nigga which says a lot about your damn self as a motherfucking woman, about your decision making about laying up with a sorry ass motherfucking nigga. Hello. You feel what I'm saying? Says a lot about you and your decision making, bitch. But anyway, I'm sorry, ladies. I'm just saying. You feel me? But at the end of the day, when you sit there and say stuff like that, to me that's so bogus and that's so fucking bullshit, because you basing it all on the nigga that you got pregnant by, like as if every other man that may come into that child's life or whatever may be like that right there. You still are doing a male child a disservice by not making an effort to find a positive role model for the child to be around, which is question number two. Yeah.
When women sit there and say that stuff, it also makes kids, women and little boys, you know, girls and little boys think that mommy is right, you know, because if she keeps saying it, and dog, like, it's thousands of women that say that.
Yeah. It's all in my newsfeed.
A lot of times behavior is taught to you. So if all you hear is that mommy can raise me better, what do you think that these little six-year-old girls are going to do the first time, you know, when they get 18 and have a baby? You know, they're going to be quick to lean to that way, too, because that's all they keep hearing. You know, but what people should really talk about is the choices on who they settle down with, instead of, you know, how men ain't men is trash and all men are dogs and women are abused. All see, I always hear that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what I don't hear is about how everybody is dogs, how everybody does wrong. And I'm not just getting on women. I'm talking about men do wrong, women do wrong. But go ahead, let's go to the next question.
Okay. So should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male figure for a male child, or should they basically, you think it's all right, which of course you just basically answered that question, you think it's all right for them to say no, you know what I'm saying, I can do it by myself. Do you think that, you think women should at least make an effort to find a positive male role model, if it's not their father, somebody in their son's life?
I mean, to me, it's atrocious for anybody, male or female, who has assistance that is available to them in their community to not make an effort. Like, if you go to church and if you believe in your pastor or you believe in Deacon or you believe in Big Brother Williams or Big Brother Thibodeau or Big Brother Reynolds or Big Brother Jackson, and this guy's a great guy, why not put your child in his life? Why not do it? That's stupid. That's dumb. That's
right.
Dumb. And it could be your brother. It could be your. It could be anybody.
Right. That's right.
You know,
right.
It could be crazy. Anybody.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't understand when they say that. I'm like, I wonder to myself, like you said, do they say this type of shit in front of the damn child? It's just crazy, man. So question number three.
You know what? Even if they don't say it in front of them, I'm pretty sure that they say it on the phone loud at night. And, you know, children be listening.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah, they hear everything.
And daddies, yeah. they don't just hear it. They try to hear it.
Right. They do. They are little recording machines. That's what they are. Should a woman try to interfere with the man's relationship with his son just because she doesn't agree with his lifestyle?
Based on the lifestyle stuff you said earlier, no. Now, I feel like, though, if the father is out shooting up police and doing all that stuff, I'm not going to say she should or shouldn't. That's just a judgment call. But
uh-huh.
I could definitely understand.
Okay.
But you know, I've seen a lot of women interfere with it just because he got a lot of broads. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Just because she say, I don't want to teach him to be that kind of nigga. I always got all these women and whatever. I don't want to teach him. You know what? I mean, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably the same motherfucker that ended up turning their son into a fag. I'm just saying. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk, man. You feel me? So let me go to the next question. If the roles were reversed, how would you answer all these questions? Do you think everything that I said pretty much applies vice versa if it was a man trying to raise his daughter, right?
Hey, I feel like this, man. I feel like a woman, a husband, and a wife can raise a little girl better than just a husband. I mean, well, no, not just a husband, but just a daddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I feel like a husband and a wife can raise a son better than just the mama. It's very simple. Because one thing about being successful in life is being able to pull from every positive part of your life, and if all you have is one person to pull from, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you don't really see contrast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and like, you know, I'm not knocking it, but like, you know, people, you know, you have very successful people who come from single parent households.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, people, but yeah, okay, put it like this. If you got this great single mother, and she's the greatest mother on earth, like, it's real simple. If she can contribute X amount of percentage to this child, what do you think that two people who can contribute the same to a child equals to? It equals to more. And that's simple. If you've ever been in a math class, then you understand that. It's not that hard to really figure out. I'm not
right.
knocking no – I'm not even knocking that they say that. I'm not knocking women who say that. I mean, it is what it is. People don't say what they want to say.
I'm knocking women who say it. I am knocking women who say that shit. Because if you say it, you probably really mean it. And that's that's retarded.
Hey,
no, I'm not letting people say it.
I kind of understand why they say it. Because women, you know, women feel like, a lot of black women feel like they've been stripped of their dignity by men. They feel like, you know, men have taken so much from them. So this is their way of compensating for their own losses. But you know what a lot of people don't understand, and you know men do the same thing. Men go around savaging girls and lying to girls and playing girls because of a unfortunate situation, you know, in their life. Men do the same thing. But when men and women both have to understand, instead of us bringing each other down all the time, we should really work together. You know, it's a lot deeper than trying to act like you're just this big time hero. You know, like just like men who take a picture with a child and put it on Facebook, but he really don't be around the child, really don't care about the child. Like, that's not an accomplishment. Just like a mother acting like she's doing a real big deal. Like, you're supposed to raise your child, men and women.
Right.
Men and women are supposed to raise their child. This is not an accomplishment. This is what you are supposed to do. Not one time has my mother ever asked for applause for what she did for me, because she knows what she did for me, and I know what she did for me. And if I ever get $20 million, guess what? She's going to get half of it, and that's the end of it.
Right.
And you know what? We don't even have to talk about it.
Right. Exactly. So let me go to the next call. I got so many people on the phone lines. I'm going to make sure I try to jump and get everybody, all right? First up is 912, you in the building. What's popping? Thanks for calling K100.
What's happening, Blizzle? What's going on, Nunes? It's your boy, Billy Bad Phoenix.
What's going on, man?
Thanks
for calling the show, homie. Appreciate it. You feel me? All right, so episode 165, you dig? That's what we're talking about. We're saying mamas can't be papas, all right? Mamas can't be daddies. This is what I'm trying to allude to. Now, I want to make sure I see a couple of my single women on the line, single mothers on the line, so I'll make sure I make sure that I get to their phone lines coming up. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to go directly to some of these women on the line, all right? But let me ask you, bro, off top. Do you feel like a woman can teach a male child to be a man? Not can she raise him up to be a good person, a decent person in society, but can she teach him how to be a man?
No, she can't.
Why do you think a woman can't
teach a man what a man is supposed to do, you know? And I put it like this, just like the majority of the other, you know, other black boys on this country, you know, they've been raised by single mothers. I've been raised by a single mother, you know what I'm saying? My daddy left me when I was four, you know? All because of, you know, temptation getting to him and stuff like that and stuff, you know, things of that nature. And then, you know, she got married, but my stepdad was in the Navy, so he out to sea most of the time. So she was steady, you know, trying to teach me and embed it in me to, you know, to stay out the streets and stuff like that before I get caught up in the wrong type of crowd. And I have two younger sisters, so my mama, you know, is instilling in them how to be a woman more than she at least trying to teach me how to be a man. She can't teach me how to shave or play ball. Or she could teach me how to, like as you said, you know, how to respect a woman and be a gentleman.
Right.
A woman can only teach a boy how to be a man, per se,
when it comes to
the opposite.
Yeah, right.
Listen to what Billy Bad Phoenix just said. The woman teach you how to respect the woman, but what the woman don't teach you is how hard it is for a man to be seen as a softy, a weakling, women don't understand what it is to be a man when another man talks trash about you, how you have to beat him down and stomp him to the ground. I know some women think they do, but it's not the same. So that's one thing that a woman cannot teach you about is combat. It just don't work. Now, some of them can, but 99% they don't even understand. They don't understand the ferociousness and aggression and anger that is inside of a man. Only a man or a severe beatdown in life can teach you about that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and basically, you know, a mother can't teach a man the basics of being a man. When we were born, instilled in our DNA to grow up, make the money for the family, provide for the family, protect for the family, profess for the family. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's instilled in every man. Now, how he's raised depends on the environment. And the environment, yes, is that single mother or that single father who got the daughter, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, just like as you said, a man can't teach a girl how to be a woman. Because a man don't understand a period. A man don't understand, you know, puberty when it comes to a woman versus how a man can understand puberty when it comes to men at the age of in between 9 to 12, you know.
So when
I had my father around, you know, I had to learn how to play ball on my own. I learned how to shave on my own.
Right.
I learned sex alone. You know, I learned all that stuff on my own without a daddy. And then my father finally rekindled with me at the age of 18, 14 years later.
Right.
Trying to play catch up.
Right.
Not that
I
hate him for it. I'm disappointed that he missed out everything and teach me everything that I learned on my own that he's supposed to teach me because that's his job as a father.
Right, right.
So when I have kids one day, and I hope to have a son first so I can teach him everything and do everything for my son that my daddy never did for me, or stepfather.
Any type of
other male influence that say they were going to be there but never was there.
Right, right. So should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male role figure for their male child, or do you think it's okay for them to feel like they can do it without a man?
I don't think it's okay if they could, you know.
Even if they could,
every woman, they're gonna meet that one guy, whether it's a friend, boyfriend, pastor, librarian, firefighter, whatever. They're going to meet that one particular guy that's going to make her think, like, I wonder how much he's going to have a positive impact on my child. So, you know what, let me put them to the test and let me bring them two together, you know, and see how they work. And if there's chemistry there between the son and the man per se, then yeah, she's gonna continuously bring that guy around to spend time with the son so that son can grow into the teachings of a full grown man.
Uh-huh.
Now, if a woman be like, fucking nigga, I don't need that nigga, this, that, and the third. Okay, guess what? Your son's gonna grow up. Not saying this is happening all the time, but your son's gonna grow up taking the opposite of what a man is supposed to do.
Right, right.
You know,
a real man. Right, yeah.
Listen,
go ahead. Yeah.
Do you know how many men are out there that are not involved with these women that don't have a son, but they would love to be friends with a younger child just because it makes them feel like they are daddy? Do you know how many women, do you know how many men that I know that are like that?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a whole bunch of women on the phone line like, nigga, where they at?
It's like, hey, bro.
You know what they're going to say? They're going to say that. Where at? Where are these guys at? You know it.
Listen, if anybody knows me, they know that I've taken care of many kids who are not mine, and I have nothing to do with the mama sexually or romantically or nothing. So if I was doing it, and all my brothers are just like me, so and I have a lot of them.
Okay. But that's where you at. A woman that's somewhere else will be like, well, I haven't found that guy. Let me ask the next question. Should a woman try to interfere with the man's relationship with his son just because she doesn't agree with the lifestyle, caller?
Well, it all depends, you know. And, yeah, that's newly put it. I mean, he couldn't put it no better. I mean, yeah, and you as well, you know. It all depends on the situation. Now, yes, of course, a woman is going to tell her son, don't do that just like daddy did, you know, just like your dad did, bring all these girls around, or, you know, or he got a line chopped up ready to snort it. You know, that ain't the way to go. So,
right.
Yeah, if he's jobless but still, you know, cleaning up the house and probably cooking the dinner and running the bath water, you know, he's going to teach a man how to do this for his woman when he come home from, when, you know, when she come home from work and stuff like that. So,
but you know what? No. Let me stop. Hold on. Let me stop you. I'm not even – I don't give a shit if he's not – I don't care if you and – I don't care if the woman and the man is not together. The guy lives over here. He's got him a little shabby-ass apartment over here by himself. You know what I'm saying? And he really ain't
right.
He ain't running no backwater, nothing for nobody. But he maintaining. He a man. You feel what I'm saying? He's not abusing the child. You feel what I'm saying? He's not. He may not have paid child support. He may not have a steady job and be fucked up on child support or whatever. But he still is a male in that man's life, especially if this is his natural father. You feel what I'm saying? That can take him and show him some things that you just simply can't show him. For instance, he can show him how to defend himself. He can talk to him about women, because boys mostly open up to men about stuff like that anyway. You feel what I'm saying? So it's still certain things that even if he don't have a monetary, financial way to provide for the child per se and buy him clothes, whatever, there's still invaluable information that he has as a man through life experiences that the woman simply cannot teach him. No matter all the money she got in the world.
And you are very right about that, bro. You're very right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he could have the most fucked up situation.
Right.
Whatever, but as long as he instills that knowledge, he's passing the torch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a rite of passage right there.
Yes,
he could sit down with his son and be like, son, this is not how you want to live. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He could say anything in the world opposite of what the mama can say, but the mama can still say positive things, but it's nothing like that father impact that makes you go, okay, daddy, you know what? You're right.
Right. But see,
and
the funny thing,
I got,
you know, let me tell you what's funny, and I'm going to go to the next caller because I got a lot of people on the phone line. I'm going to tell you what's funny. Some of the same women who say these things about you don't really need no man to raise no child, you can do it, whatever, just because you did it don't necessarily mean it was the right way to do it, first of all. Just because you were successful in raising a child up and he graduated from high school and he's a good person now and you did it without a man, I applaud you once again, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was technically, quote-unquote, the right way or the best way to do it. You pulled it off. Good job. You got lucky. Thanks. That doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean that it should be the norm, and you should not just accept it as is, as status quo, just because everybody in the fucking hood does it like that. All
right? Right.
It doesn't mean that. You feel what I'm saying? And so I hear women all the time say things like that, but then at the same time, there'll be the same woman that be like, oh, you know, a little girl need her daddy. A little girl need to get that love from a man, so they won't grow up thinking that, you know what I'm saying, they got to fuck a man just for a man to love them. Well, you just said a minute ago, goddammit, you don't give a fuck about a nigga. You don't need a nigga to help you raise your son. I mean, motherfucker, which way you want it? Which fucking way you want it? You can't have it both ways. You can't say shit like that and then shit like that. It doesn't work. You can't be hypocritical.
True.
And that's why question number four is pertinent. If the roles were reversed, would you answer all of these the same way, ladies? So before you, I'm getting ready to take a whole bunch of lady callers. Before you answer these questions, just ask yourself if this was a guy raising a girl, all right? Switch it around. Before you even answer questions 1 through 3, before I even get to 4, switch it around. Ask yourself if this was a single male raising a daughter, would you say the same thing? That's what you have to ask yourself before you post stupid shit like that on Facebook and say stupid shit like that around your damn child to your homegirls and shit. All right, lady? All right, call. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, homie. I really appreciate it. Hey, stay on the line if you can, though. All right?
Oh, I got you.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so first female on deck, I got Michigan Girl, and I see Key on the line. We're going to take these two females, and we're going to go back. I see Young Pat, L. Panama, T. Lewis, LL, and 312 and all these other 850. I'm gonna get everybody. First up, right now, Michigan Girl, what it do, baby?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. I'm eager to get your input on what I'm talking about tonight because A, I know you're a single mother. B, I know you're raising a son, a teenage son at that, and you've been, you know what I'm saying? You and so, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right. So I wanted to make sure I get you on the line, and of course I want to get the other single mamas on the line also. All right. So, first question, of course, is question number one. Do you feel like a woman can teach a male child how to be a man?
No. Hell no.
Okay. And why do you say that for all the women who are on the phone line who might disagree with you? What is your why?
They can disagree all they want to. My why is because, like Nooney said, you know, when you're teaching something, generally you have experience. I've never experienced being a man. Even a teacher in school, you've gone through training. You know, you've learned these things. You have to take tests to become a teacher. You get certified. I can't get certified in being a man. So there is no way I can teach my son how to be a man. I can teach him how to respect women. I can try to teach him how to love a woman. But there's still other aspects from a man's point of view on how to love a woman that I can't teach him. Just like when he was little, I couldn't teach him how to stand up and piss because I don't do it. I had to get my stepfather to do it because his dad wasn't around at the time. I can't teach him to be a man, let alone a black man. There are things that he is going to encounter in his life that, yes, I am a black woman. I can tell him about, but, you know, I can't tell him how the police might go fuck. I mean, I can tell him how the police don't fuck with him, but I can't tell him how to handle that from a man's point of view, where you might have to suck some shit up because they got a gun on your ass, and if you swing, they gonna shoot you. I can tell him that, but I can't give him that male experience of somebody who's been through it or just the male point of view on what he's gonna go through as a young black man when he try to go out and get a job, just all kinds of things.
Right.
I can't teach him. I cannot do it as a woman. I can't. I can tell him, but I can't teach him all of those other things.
Right, exactly. Touche. So, should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male figure for a male child, or do you buy into this notion that, you know what I'm saying, because they are successful so far at raising a child, let's say the child so far hasn't, I mean, you because you can look at yourself, and I can sit here back and I can say, look, I can have this show, but then I can look at you, and even with you sitting here telling me that, someone can look at you and be like, why the fuck do you feel that way? Because they're looking at you like you successfully raised a male child thus far. So far, you know, he's good. He's a decent student and everything. So they're gonna say, why are you saying that? Because you basically done it yourself. Why are you taking the stance that you're taking right now? You feel me? Do you? I mean, people can look at it like that.
People can look from the outside, but the thing is, like I just said, when he was younger and his dad wasn't around, my stepfather played a role. I was married before. My ex-husband played a role. You know, I've been in church. There have been other men throughout my son's life that in no way I was in a relationship with, you know, that played a role in, you know, being a part of his life. Even his father, I may not agree with everything. We might not get along. He do some crazy off-the-wall stuff. But there are still things that he can teach him about being a man. So I think that single mothers that are raising boys do need to reach out. If the baby daddy ain't shit, okay, we understand. Some men, they ain't worth shit. Sitting on if they was on fire. I understand that. Find some other positive male role models for that child, because what it all boils down to is you can raise a successful child and you can get lucky, and some women have done it with no male help, but I think you come out better if you get, if that child, that male child, has some positive male role models, some influences, somebody they can go to and just ask a question. Like, my son is 16 right now. He's a good kid. He's never been in any real trouble, you know, good student for the most part, you know, but he's 16. He's starting to have some issues, and I know some of it could be, you know, the emotions he's going through. He doesn't want to talk to me. I'm a woman. I'm his mom. He wants to talk to a man. He needs to talk to a man. He could be, you know, he might like a girl and don't know what to say. I mean, but I know he could want to have sex, and, you know, it could be any number of things that he needs a man that he can talk to about those things. If he don't want to sit up and talk to me about it, although I tell him, I'm always here, you can talk to me about anything, but let's be real, what boy wants to talk to his mom about sex?
Right, right. No, that's just one nature of it, but that's a glaring example of shit that even if me and my mom are cool, like I had the coolest mama in the motherfucking planet, it don't matter. At some point, it's something, there's a line that you just not gonna really go there with, because that's your mama. She's a girl. She's a female. You just don't want to talk about certain shit with her. So you're sitting there telling me this shit, if you're a single mama, that I don't need a man. You don't need a man to raise a child or whatever. Look, you may not necessarily need it, but is that the right attitude and mentality?
And you know what?
Take?
You can't even say you don't need a man to raise a child, male or female. You do need, if you didn't need a man, you wouldn't need a man to make that child. If you didn't need a man to help raise that child, then you would be able to make a baby by your damn self. You still need, and even the women that go out there, artificial insemination, whatever, the women, I'm sorry, whatever, this is just how I feel. You still need male DNA to make a child. Therefore, a man needs to be a part of that child life. It don't have to be the father. It just needs to be a man that is a good, upstanding dude, role model, that's willing to teach these children things. You need a man. If you didn't need a man to help raise kids, you wouldn't need a man to make them. That's just how I feel about it. It takes a male and a female, because women are more nurturing. Men, y'all more, you know, protective, all of this stuff. So there are different things you're going to pull from mothers, fathers, or men and women if you just haven't role models. There are different things you're going to learn. So you need a man. You may not need a man to help you pay your bills. You may not need a man to help you pay your car. No, you may not even need a man to fuck you. But you need a man to be a part of these kids' lives that you're raising. And I think that's the problem with our society. Too many women are saying, oh, I don't need a man to help me raise my kids. I'm going to do this by myself. Yes, you can do it by yourself, but you shouldn't have to, and you should look for those positive role models to help, especially with these boys, because they need it. They just need it.
All right. So there you have it. You feel me? That's a woman. That's a female's perspective. You feel me? So it's not just me trying to come on and just basically go ham and badger the women. It's not about that. The show tonight is really about having some basic sense and understanding the reality of the situation that we're in. Because as black people, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make this a black white issue, but just because my demographic is 90%, 95% black, as black people, you feel what I'm saying? We have a whole separate set of issues that we deal with as black people stacked on top of the fact of being men. You feel what I'm saying? So with us being men, A, and then being black men, B, those two things right there are enough to where you can't realistically justify saying some shit like you don't need a man in your life to help raise your son. It's just fucking retarded to me. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Why would you say that? Just because you can don't mean you should. take that stance. Just because you can pay the bills and shit, and just because you can't fuck yourself with your dildo to sleep every night, that has absolutely nothing to do with the impact of that male child in your household not having a male person to look to talk to pull from. All right?
Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Even if it's a teacher they need somebody, and they need somebody on a consistent, regular basis. It can be
right.
Several people because they may not feel comfortable with one person on everything, so they can have a multitude, but they need those male influence.
Exactly, exactly. All right, stay on the line. I got so many people on the line, I got to get to them. I'm going to get to another female. Stay on the line, Michigan girl. All right, Key, what it do?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, you did. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 165. Mamas can't be daddies. You feel me? That's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the plight that a lot of black single mothers are having, raising these young black males that they have in their household, their sons. And a lot of them are doing it so much. They see it done so much by other women that they get to the point to they're taking an attitude that I'm not really feeling. I'm seeing a lot of stuff in my Facebook and my Twitter. A lot of black women telling me and posting up shit, talking about how they don't need a man. Fuck that. They can do it by their damn self. Fuck a nigga. All this kind of motherfucking shit. And bitch, I'm telling you right fucking now, kill yourself because you're doing a disservice to your child, to that black male child that's in your household. I got a problem with you saying that shit. I'm going to check you when you say that shit every time, all day. I'm not going to let you slide. I'm going to correct you. I'm going to say, no, that's bullshit. Yeah, every time I see that, I'm going to post up and I'm going to say, that's bullshit. And we're going to go tack for tack, and that's why I'm having this show. So, King, thanks for calling the show now. What do you think? What say you for question number one? Do you feel like a woman can teach a male child to be a man?
I absolutely do not think that they can. And I'm going to say, I have two daughters, but I absolutely don't believe that a female can teach a little boy how to be a man.
Okay, why do you say that? Is it for the reason that Michigan girl
pretty
just
much
said?
She broke it down really well. We are not men. When I walk out my door or if I go to the store or wherever, I don't step out as a black man. I step out as a black female. You all face all different types of issues that we have no idea about. You know, y'all can walk by somebody grabbing their purse and locking their doors, and, you know, we can't teach him how to deal with that. We can't teach him how to control his feelings and his anger and how to keep his temperament straight. We can teach him how to be respectable, like she said. We can teach him the basics, but we cannot teach him how to be a man.
Okay. So what do you think, let me ask you this then, because the questions are kind of getting redundant, because everybody, I see the stance on it, but let me ask you this, for like my second question, when I say should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male figure or think that they can do it without a man, when you hear a woman say, I don't need no nigga, because I'm pretty sure you hear it, I'm pretty sure when y'all around talking girl talk, women might say things they may not necessarily say on Facebook around people, when you hear a woman say that, Do you correct them? Do you disagree? Do you say I don't feel? Do you stand up as a person who feels this way and check her?
I've had a knockdown, drag out, almost come to blows discussion with a female about that because I'm like, regardless of what you say, first of all, you need to check yourself as a woman because you are hurt. You got a whole bunch of issues of your own. You trying to teach them how to be something and you're not even in control of your own life. So how dare you try to teach him how to do something and you really a bad example yourself. You
right.
Run around here dogging out men. He's a man, so you dogging out the very person that he is. Men
right.
Ain't this and that. You know how? So, you know, we had a real knockdown, drag-out discussion about that. But, yeah, I'm going to stop and correct him every time because you sound like a real ignorant type female that need to go get some help her own self.
I'm just going to say it straight up. I think when I hear women say stuff like that, A, you're either A, childish or ignorant. You feel what I'm saying?
Or
it's
both.
Like,
or both.
Or both. I'm being fucking serious. When I hear women say that shit, you feel what I'm saying? I be like, you know what? I don't even got to look at her. I don't got to know her background. I don't got to know shit about her. If you say that shit and you mean it, to me automatically, you are either childish or ignorant. You feel what I'm saying? Because you really just don't get it. You don't even get how shit really works out here in this real world. You ain't been around. Either you have, and you're just trying to turn a blind eye to the obvious. The obvious.
But you know what? A lot of times, a lot of females don't like to admit. First of all, that was your own choosing to lay down with whoever you laid down with. So now, don't try to put it on like, well, I don't need this, 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 this. You needed him to make it. So you need him to be there. I have two daughters, and I need their father to be there to help me raise them, because I can teach them how to be a woman, yes, but he can teach them other things about being a woman.
Right.
And like how a man should treat a woman.
Yeah.
It's vice versa. It goes both ways.
It goes both ways. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to leave out the fact that little girls need their daddies too at the end of the day. I'm just saying, like Noonie said, it's better all the way around if both parents are involved. That goes without saying. I mean, that's just common sense shit. I shouldn't have to tell people this shit listening to this show. If you can't get that, then you just hang up, man. My show gonna go over your head 90% of the time. You just out of my, you know, you need to listen to my show. You feel what I'm saying? But what I will say is, when I'm saying this and having these kind of discussions, I'm bringing it up because, A, these things are things that directly affect us as a whole, as a people,
as a
race. You feel what I'm saying? As a race of people in this country, these fucked up attitudes that we take, and don't get me wrong, I mash on these motherfucking niggas, you feel what I'm saying, who, you know, constantly really just all out drag and dog the fuck out of motherfucking women or whatever, right around their daughter, whatever, you feel what I'm saying, you know, without making any effort to conceal that nature of them from around their daughter or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I don't condone it altogether, but at the end of the day, nigga, especially in the presence of your daughter. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, I like I said, I feel like daughters need their daddies. My daughter loves me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And she loves to be around me and stuff, and it's gonna be things that I can teach her from a male's perspective, you know what I'm saying, that her mama can't. You understand what I'm saying? And it's vice versa. You feel what I'm saying? For these women with these young black male kids. So I just want to make sure that you ladies understand this is not about bashing you, but when you say that shit, you make yourself look real bad, look real ignorant. Not just to me, not just to guys. There, you just got two black women on the phone line that are single mothers themselves that are telling you that is ignorant. So it's not just me.
And also, they need to understand that too. At some point, you need to stop thinking about your opinions about men or whatever, and you need to think about what's best for your child. That's where a lot of women miss it. You're so busy trying to bash men and this and that, but you're not even thinking about your child's best interest.
Right.
You get off your high horse and think about your child and stop being all emotional and hurt and this and that. He did this and that to me. You need to think about your child.
Yeah, yeah. And that goes to question three when it says that statement you just said is pretty much talking about question three. Should a woman interfere with a man and a relationship with his son just because she doesn't agree with his lifestyle or whatever? That's a resounding, that's just...
I mean, as long as he's not putting him in harm's way,
yeah.
It is what it is. You still, like I said, you still chose to lay down with him. I'm sure his lifestyle was pretty much the same way when you got pregnant by him.
You're right.
Don't even trip.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what that is right there. All right. Thanks for calling. I'm trying to move it along because I got so many people on the phone lines. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. Next up, I'm going down the order that the calls came in, people. So I'm doing that. Next up, I got Young Pat. Then I got L. Panama. Then I got LL. All right. Hopefully, I can make sure I get to everybody. I see T. Lewis on the line also. All right. So next up is Young Pat. Young Pat, what's up, homie?
What's going on, Mr. Bro?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. You did. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, which I got plenty of callers. But you're still welcome to try and dial in and try and jump on the line and get your opinion in. Make sure you hit the number one if you're already on the phone line, if you haven't yet, and I'll make sure I come to your phone line. Now, next up right here, Young Pat, the homie, what do you think about what I'm talking about tonight for episode 165? You dig? Do you think that a woman can teach a male child how to be a man?
Well, so far, I can't disagree with anybody that's been on the line already. Hell fucking no. And I swear to God, if a bitch ever say it to my face, I'm probably going to slap the shit out of her.
Well, now, I can't condone that kind of behavior. Because
yeah,
now you're teaching the male child to feel.
You know that dude is a pimp, though.
I feel you for that.
Yeah, just mess up on the pimp, man. Just mess up on the pimp, because I ain't tripping.
I can't tell you. I mean, I don't want you to slap the women and then teach the male child to beat chicks. It's not what
I ain't going to do it around the kids. I ain't going to do it around the kids.
I don't want you to do it, period. Can we not beat up the chicks? Can we not beat up chicks?
For you and only you, Blizzum and Looney, I will work on that. And
See, if you don't do it in front of the child, if you say you might do it or whatever, you know what I'm saying, he's still going to think it's okay to do it.
Very true. For you, Blizzum, I will work on that.
Can you work on that, please?
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Okay. For you and you only, because
women
on A100. People have asked me.
But no, why do you say that? Go ahead and tell me why. What is your reason for saying that a woman can't do it?
Because I was raised by a single mother, right? And I already know, like, throughout life, you know, I had father figures throughout different eras of my life, throughout different years, and one of them wasn't shit. He always lied. The other one was a drug dealer, pot smoker, didn't do shit with his life.
Uh-huh.
And the most recent one who passed away, who I looked up to the most out of everybody, was also a drug dealer, but he was a father in a whole, you know what I'm saying? He kept that lifestyle away from me, although I migrated to it, you know what I'm saying? Just because of growing up in Detroit and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's got to do with your environment, as to how you raised it. Like, you can say any family out there, what race, origin, ethnicity, whatever the fuck you are, I don't care if you're orange, goddammit, but you can put them in suburbia, top class, high upper millionaire, high dollar homes, and they're going to come out all right. Like Nooney said, there are people out there who have been raised by a single family household that are very successful and do the right thing. It's got to do with your environment and where your single parents came from as well.
Uh-huh.
All together, and vice versa too. Like a man can't raise a daughter to be a lady. And a woman can't raise their son to be a man because, again, they ain't got the parts. They ain't got no swinging dick and I ain't got no pussy, so I can't do it.
Right, exactly. Just some things I just can't teach. I can't teach my daughter. My daughter needs her mama. If her mama happens to leave the earth or something like that, whatever, I'm going to need her grandmama, my mama, my aunt, somebody, help. And let me make one motherfucking more point. I'm not going to be afraid to ask for that help. Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to raise my hand and say help. I cannot raise this little girl to be a woman. I need help. Even if I got the bills on lock. All right, she got all the clothes she need. You feel me? Help, still help. Somebody need to help me with her hair. Somebody need to help me with her femininity altogether. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need help. I'm not going to be afraid to ask for help. I think another issue I have is with women who feel like just because they got the bills and everything on lock, that they don't need to ask for that extra help because you got because the son has everything physically that he needs. He has the toys and the food and the clothes and all that, but he doesn't have everything that he needs mentally. You're not giving him the jewels. He's missing the jewels, baby. You feel what I'm saying?
That's why it's a family jewels. That's why it's a family jewels.
He's missing the jewels.
Right.
Right. So that's what I'm saying when I'm talking about this tonight. You can have all the things physically and provide for him physically, but you can't provide for him mentally, you know what I'm saying, to teach him that, you know, to teach him that level of being a man. That's what you're going to be missing. And that's crucial. That's crucial.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's crucial. You have the same women who tell me it's not about materialistic. Don't be so materialistic. It's not about material things. Well, why do you take that stance and at the same time, it's a total material stance that you're saying when you say, I can raise my son by myself. Materialistically, yeah. Yeah, you can provide for a house over him and food for his stomach and clothes on his back, but that's it. But you just said on the other post, you said 2 posts ago, it's not all about material shit. Well, goddamn, bitch, make up your mind. Make your mind up. You're confusing me now. Because the only thing you can really provide a boy as being a woman is some physical shit. You can provide him nurturing love. That's the other emotional thing that you can give him. But you can't provide the mental jewels and the experiences of being a man. You cannot provide that. You are incapable.
Exactly. And if you try, you're going to make him one emotionally confused as adult.
Right. You might turn him gay.
Exactly.
You might.
Excuse yourself for that.
You know what I'm saying? You might. I'm just saying. It's not always. I'm not trying to jump on the gay people. But I'm just saying, you might. You feel me? All right?
Yep.
So let me ask you just one question. I'm going to go to the next caller. Should a woman try to interfere with the man's relationship with his son just because he doesn't agree with his lifestyle? And let me ask you this, since you're a guy. If you had a daughter and her mama was a trick, all right? She was a prostitute.
Yeah, again, you remember I'm a pimp, right?
Right. Well, I'm just saying.
All right.
Well, anyway. the average person, damn it. You know what I'm saying? would you think it's justified for you to stop your daughter from hanging around her mama or for her mama to be in her life just because she was a prostitute? Because as long as she don't turn the trick right in front of her daughter or flaunt in her face and tell her I'm a prostitute and this is what it's okay for you to be this in life or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And she makes the effort to just keep her out of harm's way or whatever. At the end of the day, even if she's a prostitute, she still has an upper hand on you teaching that child how to be a woman, no matter what.
The best way for me to answer that is by putting me in that situation for my kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If my old lady, my baby mama, tried to keep my son or daughter away from me because of my lifestyle and what I do and what I've done. Well, I ain't going to say what I do. It's what I've done.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to put everything behind me because I do the music, and I can't do that from behind the jail cell. So
right. Back
to the point, me personally, if I do still have ties to that lifestyle, that's going to be in one area. I'm going to have my own house, and I follow the first 48 laws of power, which means you don't sit where you sleep,
right. Meaning
you ain't going to do what you do on the street around your place of residence where you keep your family. So thinking like that, I have every right to see my kid, not only because did he come from my boss, but that's my motherfucking kid. But I'm going to keep my kid out of harm's way, and if that's the case, then there should be no issue with that. My kid's going to stay at the place of residence where I actually live and lay my head and don't shit where I sleep. And no junkies are coming knocking on my door at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. No hoes is coming over there with money and shit like that. Because, first of all, my kid don't need to see that, because I'll be damned if my kid do what I did in life. I did this shit so that way he don't have to. And that's
right. Just
how I think about it. But don't everybody think about it like that. So
right.
I want my kid to have more than what I had when I was his age. You know what I'm saying? Whether he be 4 years old or he be fucking 17 years old, I don't want my kid to have to jump into the military to avoid time. Hell no.
Right,
I mean,
right. That's
a whole nother goddamn topic of discussion. But
right. That's
just that point alone. You got to, you can't preach what you live, but you got to give good advice even though you don't take it for the safety and well-being of the kid.
Right. All right. All right, homie. Thanks for calling the show. Make sure you stay on the line, all right, so I can get these other callers. You dig?
All right.
That was Young Pat chiming in. Next up, let's see. Got El Panama, then we got LL. Ha, that was funny. El Panama, then LL. All right. El Panama, what it do, homie?
Chilling, man. Watching his magic. What's going on with you?
What's going on? What's the score? Tell me real quick before I jump into it.
84-78. NY's up on him.
Damn it, man.
It's the third quarter, though.
And you know what, ladies? You can't teach them about sports. You can't teach them, you know what I'm saying, that the Miami need a fucking point guard. You can't teach them that.
They can't.
Women can, but most, there's a great chance you can't have that bond. It's nothing like sitting around watching sports with daddy, okay?
Sports center.
You know what? These are moments of bonding, male bonding, that you just can't do. And you are robbing that male child of these little hidden jewels and these little moments of male bonding and learning. You know what I'm saying? When you do stuff like this, when you take the attitude that I'm talking about tonight on the show, acting like you don't need no man to raise your damn to help you raise no damn child. You a motherfucking liar.
It's funny you said that.
I bet
it's
your
funny
fucking
you said that.
You may be quote unquote raising them, and they may be healthy and eating and shit like that. But don't get the motherfucking twisted. They need a man in their life. Period.
A lot of principles and discipline that come with sports, they
uh-huh.
also run parallel with being a man.
Yeah, exactly. So let me go ahead and jump to the questions, homie. Episode 165.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like a woman could teach a male to be a man?
Never, ever. It's a recipe for destruction.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Elaborate.
I mean, like some of the callers said, some of the mothers can raise their kids not, you know, to come up right, stay out of jail, do the right thing, make good grades. But there's just certain emotions and the way you have to conduct yourself that a woman just can't really identify with and teach that little boy how to do, you know?
Right. Let me now. See, this is the thing with women. See, women say I can teach them how to be. I can teach them to open door and teach them how to be a gentleman and all that. A woman can teach a male child how to look to how to cater to a quote unquote woman's emotional needs because she's got those damn emotional needs. She can tell her male son, look, sometimes when a motherfucking woman say she really don't give a fuck about something, she really do. Sometimes we just fucking retarded like that. You dig? And she can explain why, because you motherfuckers are retarded like that. You dig? Okay, but she can break it down as to why you are retarded like that. I can't, because you motherfuckers are retarded like that. I don't understand, son. You know what I'm saying? Talk to your mama with these days, they be on some emotional shit. So he need both of us, like I said. But, you know what I'm saying? You can teach him that kind of stuff, but when it comes to when you hanging out with the fellas, you feel what I'm saying? How you can
right.
You when you in a room full of other niggas? You feel what I'm saying?
When you go on somebody's job, when you go interview for a job,
yeah,
you know it's. I know, like as a black man, I have to conduct myself as a black man and the size that I am, I have to conduct myself a certain way and talk to these people a certain way to come off non-threatening and
uh-huh.
everything like that. Yeah, that has to be taught, man.
Yeah.
That has to be taught by a man, you know.
Right. So what do you think when you see question number two, should single mothers make an effort to find a positive male role model for their child, or should they think they can do it without one? How do you answer that question first of all?
Man, they should. I mean, you ain't got to fuck the nigga or nothing. I mean, just find you somebody.
Right.
Because I mean, even chicks that I don't, you know, ain't you know fucking or whatnot. If I see they got a little small boy, I try to put something in his head, try to, you know, show him the right way, you know, to do things. And I had a situation the other day where a chick I know, she got a 12-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she done had this dude around like three or four, you know, low-life dudes. They ain't stayed around. They ain't taught him nothing. This boy is 12 years old, and he's still sucking his thumb.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
And only a female would let that ride.
And she lets it ride. If
he had a man in his life, he'd have been got slapped the fuck upside his goddamn head so hard every time you raise that motherfucker up to your goddamn mouth, nigga, you gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like some women. Let me bring up one good point. Now I know this doesn't pertain to all women, but some of you motherfucking women are incapable of being disciplinarian. All right, you don't know how to discipline a black child. You have to whoop a motherfucking black male child, especially ass. All right, you understand? You have to understand. You have to as a male black male, this child needs to understand that there is corporal punishment for acts of bad behavior. Okay, it's not just go to your room. It's not just blah, blah, just talking. He has to understand that there's a social figure, a big ass 6 foot 200-pound authority figure that will fuck you up if you do that. Why? Let me tell you why, ladies. Because the motherfucking goddamn police and the justice system gonna fuck him up 10 times over worse than that if you get wrong with them. So therefore, you need a male figure. If your child right now is 14 years old, he might be 6 foot tall. Your ass is 5'6". You understand what I'm saying? He might be 6 feet tall, almost 200 pounds. You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't got no motherfucking male around to chin check this nigga if he get disrespectful or wrong, you feel what I'm saying? Thinking that you know you can kind of go upside his head. That shit is bouncing off this nigga. This nigga in high school now. He on the football
team. Man.
You feel what I'm saying? Who's the nigga that will whoop this nigga ass if it need be? You understand what I'm saying? Like, he need to be whooped to understand, nigga, it's corporal punishment around this bitch for fucking up. Because when you get out there in society, them white folks ain't playing with you. You understand what I'm saying? They gonna hide.
This boy, man, he just wear it on his sleeve, man. He's starving for some male structure around his life. And another thing I saw this cat doing, man, he watches the military channel religiously. And he know more about guns than the average adult. And I told her if she don't get a man around him to actually explain guns, how they're supposed to be used, you know, certain situations, when to have them, when to use it, the correct way to shoot one. I mean, can't no woman really? Well, some women can, but ain't nothing replacing like a man trying to tell you how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because this kid right here, if she don't get a handle on him, the nigga gonna be wild.
Right,
and they
right.
gonna be real wild, and like you said, some of them, the police gonna get him, and they gonna teach him.
Right.
And I've been trying to talk to her about that, you know, but she don't want to listen, you know.
Right. So that's I'm just trying to get I'm trying to put it out there for the ladies. Some of you ladies, I'm still waiting for the lady because I had all of them. You should have seen. Did y'all see my? Okay, let me say this. Did everybody who's my Facebook friend see my Facebook post? I'm waiting. For, I'm trying to wait for all these badass baby mamas, mothers, was that was talking all this shit in my inbox, talking about some I'm wrong and all this. Where the fuck they at? Y'all motherfuckers are 0 for 6 at this point. I done took 6 callers and nobody's agreeing with y'all monkey asses. Hit the number one. I'm ready to hear from y'all. Because anybody that y'all talking about. Go ahead.
Hey, one more thing I found that was kind of interesting. Before he died, well, they did a little special on him. Vernon Forrest, before he died, he had a little, you know, chick he was dealing with, you know, was dealing with out in Houston. And, you know, they broke up, went their separate ways. But that chick thought enough of Vernon Forrest to send her kid all the way out here to Atlanta to be up under a man to learn how, you know, to have somebody to teach him man shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you could, I mean, if she could do that, you know, you could find somebody, a deacon, a police officer, somebody to, you know.
Yeah. And sometimes, I will say, in defense of women, I think, because I've heard you, Nooney, and a couple of people have just said, fine. I don't think that is easy as people make it seem.
No, it's not easy at all. It ain't easy.
You know, I don't think it's that easy to find these positive male role models that are just going to step in and really just take over. A, because motherfuckers got their own issues and their own shit going on. You feel
but
what I'm saying?
You want them to.
Go ahead, Nooney.
Listen, they got to know where to look, man. Just like people know where to look to find a nice car, they gotta dedicate themselves.
You have to want to find them. You have to want to find a good man. If they don't want to, of course they ain't gonna try to find no positive figure for their kid. If they don't want to, you know. They,
uh-huh.
I understand some people live in small towns where it's not that much of a choice in life, but I don't care what you say, man. I was stationed in some very small towns on Navy bases, and there were good role models there, male and female, white and black, Mexican, and all kind of stuff. I ain't trying to hear it, no.
You think it's available if you really want to find it anywhere?
I mean, bruh, you have to work hard. Just as you work hard to pay the bills, there's no one thing about parenting that is not important. You can't just provide all the money and think that's what it takes. You can't just provide all of the, oh, I'm going to teach them how to be a little soft guy. No, uh-huh. It's bigger than that. It's way bigger than that. And I'm not knocking anybody who's doing their thing, but all I'm saying is if you want to complete 100% raising of a child, then you have to give them that 100%. You can't give them 65%, you know.
All right.
It's like women work so hard at what they do, but that's the problem. People work hard, but they're not working smart. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I totally agree.
Right.
You know,
that's what
Chief Petty Officer Gladys told me. And that's a woman, man. And she was in the Navy, you feel me?
Exactly. All right. So let's see. El Panama, stay on the line. I got 40 minutes left and I still got about 10 people I haven't got to. So stay on the line, El Panama. I'm gonna go to the next caller, all right?
All right, man.
All right. LL, got another woman on the line. LL, what's happening?
Hello.
I
am loving this conversation. I'm loving this conversation. It is very relevant. It is so important. And El Panama said it best when he said a recipe for self-destruction, a recipe for destruction. And that is the reason why we have everything we have going on right now, because that recipe has been put into place and that cake has been baked so many times and out of the oven and is walking around us. And that's the reason why women say what they say, but they're wrong because of one word. And this is the one word I've been listening for and that I haven't heard, validate. I cannot validate my son as a man. He can only get that validation from his daddy. My daughter can't get the validation of being a woman from anybody but me. If I were to leave this earth, she would have to get that validation from a woman that she looked up to. That's the whole key. These women, they are, I think Keith said it, they're still emotionally involved. And that's the reason why they feel like if they can hold their son from their that man, then they're doing something. But what you're doing is you're destroying your son. And every man that you bring into and walks out of your life, it is making your son more and more confused, because what he's searching for is validation. His daddy's not there because you're not allowing him to be, or maybe circumstances, whatever. But he's not going to be able to get that validation. If his daddy's on this earth, he's not going to be able, and he knows that his daddy's on this earth, he's not going to be able to get that validation 100% from any man other than his daddy, period, point blank. No other man can validate him and say, you are worthy of being a man, but his daddy.
Right.
So
or another male role model that he looks up to,
I mean, if his daddy's here and he just has no respect for him, then yes, it will have to be that male role model that he looks up to that in his mind has, and as far as his emotions go, has taken the place of his father. But
right.
A woman cannot give him that validation. And I want to say this. It doesn't matter if that father is willing to give that validation. I don't care what that father is doing with his life, where he's at, or any other circumstances. Allow him to give him that validation, because that's the reason why we have so many men that are, they don't know which way to go. They're picking up bits and pieces from everybody that you've introduced them to. They don't, okay, he wasn't a good man. He was an all right man. He was a kind of all right, kind of good man. He was okay. What do I do? What do I do? What am I supposed to do? These are the influence that you brought to me, but you can't validate me as a man. These niggas ain't here no more. Daddy can't validate me. Where do I go? Then they grow up and they have kids, and then they don't even know how to validate things for their kids, and the cycle continues.
Right. I think the validation point that you brought up is, A, let me give you a prospect. I think the validation point that you brought up is why it's so easy for gangs to recruit males. You feel me?
It is.
Because gangs give them some validation and make them feel like, now you one of us, now you a man, now you a G,
yep.
Nigga. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of dudes who you see that bang hard are the ones who really don't have a male role model to validate them outside of that. So they need that validation. They need that sense of acceptance, and they need that validation, you feel what I'm saying, by these other males, that's the big brothers, these OGs, you feel what I'm saying, to bring them into that world. You feel what I'm saying? I think the validation issue, what you just said, is the reason why that's the psychological tool that OGs use to recruit young Gs. In the
exactly.
Game. You feel what I'm saying?
You give them that validation to say that, you're a man. Not only are you can do everything that your mama taught you to do, you can do everything that you was learned in school to do or whatever, but you are a man. You know what I'm saying? You can take everything that you've learned and be a man. That's that validation that they're looking for. I can't give that to my son.
Right, exactly.
No, I mean, I don't. It's not in me to give. He's not looking. Not only is it not in me to give to him, he's not looking for it from me.
Basically, he don't care what you think. I mean, he cares what you think.
He cares what I think, but that validation, he's looking for it from his father. So for the females out there saying that they don't need, or I don't need, guess what? It ain't about your needs. When you spit them out, it wasn't about your needs. Everything that you were supposed to be doing was to take care of his needs.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this, like I asked Keith. What do you say when you hear a woman say that? Do you stop them? Do you correct them? Or do you just... What do you think about women who say that? I think they're childish or ignorant. But do you, as a woman, as another black woman, do you, if you see that post on Facebook, if you hear them say it around the water cooler at work or whatever, do you check them? I think that it's incumbent upon
my question is, my question to that woman is, what exactly don't you need? And better yet, okay, you don't need, but what do your child need?
But do you say it?
Because I really want to know. I want to know. I mean, okay, you might. Because in some women, I've had women be like, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like this. Okay, well, let me, please clear that up for me, because I need to know, because I know I got a son and I'm doing it. And when we say single parents, when we say we a single mother, I don't even think, I think that term is used too loosely, because, they live with me. It's us three in the house. But if he got an issue, he picking up the phone to call his daddy. So, I may be single. My relationship status may be single, but I'm not a single parent. He has his second parent he can go to.
Motherfucker, say that again one more time. Please repeat that. Please.
I'm not a single parent because he has a dad that he can call.
Okay.
And he calls him. My relationship status is single. I'm not involved. But he got both of us. He's not a single parent child. He has two parents.
Exactly. I want to make sure people out here on the phone.
If the daddy ain't passed, ain't none of us single mothers. If their child has the lines of communication and that daddy has, you've opened those lines and that daddy takes advantage of them, ain't none of us single parents.
Yeah. What are you going to say to that? So I asked you, listen, I asked you for a reason. Do you say something to them? Because the reason is, when I have this kind of show and I jump on these women that say this kind of stuff, they don't take it the same as they take it from another woman. You feel what I'm saying? Like Keith said, she almost got into a knockdown, drag out argument. You feel me? That same motherfucking woman would have wanted to cuss me out, spit on me and all kind of shit because she feel like, nigga, you don't know, nigga, fuck you and blah, blah, blah. She would have went all their way with me. You feel me? I'm being harsh tonight because I'm trying to get this. It's the nature of K100 and it's my show. But on top of that, I feel like I want the damn women to check these fucking women. If y'all check them, you feel what I'm saying? I think they're taking more coming from y'all. That's why I'm asking. When y'all hear women say that, what do y'all stop them and correct them? Because coming from
But at the same time, though, like before y'all be like, you know, please, you know what I'm saying, get out my face with that, ask them that question. What exactly do you mean by not need? And then if the conversation goes into, I can raise my children, I can raise my son by myself, no. Then that's when you need to be like, no, because you can't. You know, you can't. Period, point blank, you can't. But let me touch on what Nuni said about finding a man. It's not our jobs as women to go out there and search out these men. Our job is to pay attention to our children. And if my son comes home from school and he constantly talks about this male teacher, then guess what? That's an obvious sign that my son looks up to this male teacher. So then my job is to, anytime that male teacher has an opening or my son comes home and says, Mom, they're doing this at school or this teacher doing this here, can I go? My job is to make sure my son's there. That's my job. So our job is to listen. Now, when we come across men, that we decide we want to bring into our home, then we do our research forward and backwards to make sure that this man is going to be a positive impact on our lives. But, you know, when children get to a certain age, they will start to tell you. You can listen to their conversation, and you'll know who they respect, you'll know who they don't respect, and you'll know who they're around for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Our job is to listen to our kids.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm not knocking what Nuni said at all because I'm just putting that out there. If you listen to your child, then you'll know who they, you know what I'm saying, would like to be around. You know who's a positive impact on them. And it don't matter. Us women, us black women, we got to stop this, oh, that's a white man. Uh-uh. If he's a positive impact on your child, he can be orange like the other caller said. It don't matter. Because our whole purpose of being on this earth is supposed to be to better our children, to make sure our children are the best people, best citizens walking the face of this earth that we can possibly do. And being the best is hard. Being perfect is impossible. But we're supposed to make it where they're pretty much there.
Okay. Go ahead, Nuni.
Hey, like when I first said that, I didn't say it was anybody's job to find it.
Now, right. I'm not saying that, Nuni.
Hold on. You had great point, and I don't even want to argue with you. But listen, somebody, I think it was Blizzum or somebody said, there's not any positive role models, it's hard to find them. And I said, well, if that's the case, you know, I mean, you just have to look, you know.
Right.
Now if it was taken the wrong way, I'm sorry, but
no. It wasn't taken the wrong
way.
I was agreeing with what you were saying.
Stay on point. But, you know, based on what I'm trying to say is I did not say, you know, that because, see, like, in my city, you don't have to look for it. It's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I'm not the only person that lives in a place that's like my city. I know that this is not the only place on planet Earth that has positive role models for children who are in single parent houses. I know it's not. I've been to like 35 different countries, and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I've been to like 29 states. They're everywhere. You know.
I mean, and I, like I said, I wasn't saying that in a harsh response to what you were saying.
Oh, no,
I was saying that more so in a harsh response to the women who said that they can't find.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you can't find, then you're not listening to your child, because it ain't that hard. It's not that much of a job to find. You need to be listening to your child, because your child will tell you exactly where they're at. The coach at school, the teacher at school, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The dude that owned the skate park. If you're listening to your child will tell you where that person is. So stop trying to make it seem like, oh, you trying to tell me I need to go find a man. No, that's not what we're trying to tell you, but baby, you should listen to your child, because your child already knows where that man is, because he talks about him all the time, which means he already looks up to and respects him.
Yeah,
so
I also want to clear up that I wasn't saying trying to find a man as in a relationship like setting. I'm
exactly.
talking about, you feel
or
me?
Period.
We're definitely not saying go out and find a man just to, any guy just to be in a relationship and lay up with for you. No, it doesn't have to be someone you're sexually involved with.
That's you can't, I mean, and you,
right.
why are you, if you're, that's the purpose, then you're not doing it for your child. You're finding somebody to lay up with. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That's, I mean, you can twist that all you want to, but really, if you out here talking about something, I'm looking for a good man for my son, but you looking for a good man, you, of course, in the whole grand scheme of things, if you're still looking, then you
right.
want somebody to be a positive impact on your entire family.
Right, exactly.
So there are times when you need to set yourself aside, too, because if that don't work out, just like it didn't work out with you and his daddy, that little boy's still going to need somebody in his life. So, and a lot of times I feel like when Quentin makes those connections, I make sure I stay all the way out of it, because little boys do want times where I'm going here, mama ain't got nothing to do with this. I ain't
right.
got to worry about this dude trying to call my mama. This is solely me and this going on.
Right.
Little boys need that. You know what I'm saying? They need that away time from their mama. If it's just for 2 hours going to play basketball or whatever, mama's not coming to the court. I ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to get picked up and dropped back off. Somebody's going to pick me up, take me to the barbershop. All kinds of discussions, all kinds of learning moments are going to be in that. And you think it's just a barbershop trip. No, for your son, it's so much more.
Exactly.
It's so much more.
Exactly.
So that's what I meant by that. But, yeah, that's right. yeah, we got to
okay.
get there. We got to fix it so we can break this chain.
Well, just make sure, as a black woman, when you hear these young little silly-ass motherfucking girls say this shit, you check their motherfucking ass. So I don't have
oh,
to
yeah.
check them, so it doesn't seem like I'm just some other, I'm just talking because I'm a nigga, because I got a dick, and this is what I'm just saying. Like, I'm just trashing
no.
women. This is not what the
no.
show is about. You feel me? This is like, so I just want to make sure that you black women that's on the phone lines, y'all play y'all role. When y'all hear these little young-ass motherfucking girls say this little young, ignorant shit, y'all say something to them about it. So I'm going to have to say
oh,
something
yeah.
to them about it, because they're going to take it better from y'all, because I'm going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with your ignorant ass? I might be
some
like
some of
that
them so
you.
Ignorant, they ain't going to take it from us either. But
well,
that's, you know
what?
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way.
But like I said, I just want to make sure that all my black women on the phone who understand what I'm talking about and understand where I'm coming from, when you hear these little young girls say this bullshit, y'all check their motherfucking asses. Please. For us. All right? For the
yep.
for our young black men. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Stand by. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keisha F. is up next. Then I see T. Lewis. I got 202 on the line. Raspy Rawls, I see you. 832. And, yeah, so... next up, Keisha F. and then we're going to go to Luke. Keisha F., what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey.
Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for tuning in. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitzum. Episode 165. Very good discussions. My phone lines are blowing up. If you didn't catch this whole show, you can go back and listen to the archive, because we've been going in, all right? We're talking about mama can't be daddy. Keisha, what say you can... Do you feel like a woman can teach a male to be a chain? I mean, a male child to man?
No, absolutely not. First off, I want to say high five to LL, because she touched on probably every point that I was going to make. I was trying to get it together, and she already said it.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense for me to try and keep my son away from his dad, thinking that, you know, he's not a good dad or whatever, because first off, he's a wonderful dad, and second off, my son lives with his dad, because I firmly believe and have always believed, it was something we discussed while I was pregnant, a black man raises a black man, bottom line. And if anybody knows my son's dad, you'll know that he's a complete goofball, but he has never been doubted as a father. And one thing that we have always decided was that we co-parent. like the same way that LL says that we are not single parents. Of course we're not single parents. What we call it between, you know, my son's dad and I is co-parenting. And when it comes to my daughter's dad, that's a whole other thing. But with sons, you have to know that can't nobody do it like daddy. And a prime example is just last week when my son was in the little fight he was in. I was the one who was the disciplinarian and who said, you know, you need to learn that you got to control yourself in a different manner. But I'm proud of you because you didn't pick a fight. You defended yourself. And uh-huh. What did dad say? It's time to put the nigga on some weight. By the uh-huh. line.
Right.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it just, I mean,
hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what dad is there
right.
for.
And I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at that at all. Because another thing that he says, you're the brains and I'm the streets. So when it comes to things that involve school, I'm going to be the one that's right there. You miss an assignment, I'm on your behind. But you get in the streets and you do something wrong, your daddy's going to kick your butt.
Right, exactly.
And
like I said, I want to make sure that I really reiterate the point about a young black male having a male figure to discipline him. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? See, young black males, especially when they get to be that teenage preteen, they stop fearing their mama. Straight the fuck
mm-hmm.
up. Scared of y'all no motherfucking more. I was like that. I went through that. I wasn't scared of my mama no more at, like, maybe the eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? I got a little size on me.
Wow.
The bigger I got, the less I got scared of asking from about her. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I still got the fear. I still got that fear. I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can.
See, as men, we got this thing, you know, this animalistic thing that drives us, you feel me, like Noonie alluded to earlier, you feel me, this thing inside of us that make us, you know, beat a motherfucker down, do all this kind of male hormone shit that we got going on that y'all don't understand. And the only motherfucker that can tame and shake it is another motherfucker with some shit, the same shit, but bigger. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these young black males need to get their motherfucking ass whooped. Once again, you have to whoop a motherfucking black male's ass. If you are not doing your child a disservice by thinking that there is no corporal punishment. Whooping your son's ass, whooping a black young male ass, you need that. You know why you got to whoop their ass? Because these motherfuckers check this justice system, and these motherfucking white folks out here would do far worse if he feel like he can get away with some shit. So you have to teach him at a young age. Off top, when you fuck up, nigga, you know what it is. I'm gonna whoop your ass, not your mama. I'm gonna whoop your ass, and they have that fear. They have that. They know that it's corporal punishment. So when women try to X men out their child's life, you already Xing out that fear of corporal punishment right there. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So they don't fear y'all no more when they get to a certain age. They ain't scared of you no motherfucking more. Trust me.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? They're not
scared. Yeah, because at some point, a good talking to is not going to work.
They're not scared of you no more. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just what it is. You feel what I'm saying? So now, you agree with what I'm saying. Let me ask you one more question, because you said you kind of alluded to it, and I got some people I want to move it along. You feel me? What about interfering with it? Now, you guys can discuss from all of which with your statement. So I'm going to go to the next caller, all right?
All right.
T. Lewis, what it do?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show, you dig?
Yeah, man.
Alright, episode 165, Mamas Can't Be Daddies. What say you? What say you? Oh, wait a minute. Keisha.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure I tell you and all the rest of my black women that I get on the phone line, make sure you check these motherfucking females out here when you see them doing that. When you see them saying make sure, as a black woman, because like I said, I can say this, I can talk this shit so I'm blue in the face, but when it comes from another woman, you feel me? Maybe they'll pay attention and understand what it is. They don't take it as me being a guy, me being a man.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because I mean, honestly, I haven't heard anybody say that. I haven't had an opportunity to have that conversation with anybody. But I mean, when I do have that conversation, I'll let them know.
I want to just take some of my inbox and just fucking copy and paste what I anonymously with some of the people who hit me up was like, I think this is you are totally wrong. I can raise my child. Oh yeah, they was in the inbox. That's why I posted what I said on Facebook today. Like really? But I don't hear none of them on the phone.
No, you won't. Because I mean, they'll be gangster, you know, in the inbox when nobody can see them. But when it comes to an open forum, they won't come out because they don't want anybody to come back at them because they don't know how to defend themselves after that point.
You can't defend stupidity. All right, stay on the line.
Exactly.
All right. Stay on the line. All right, T. Lewis, what's up, homie?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling the show, you did. 357-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. The homie T. Lewis is on the line. What say you, T. Lewis? Can a woman teach a child to be a man? Can she raise
I pretty much agree with everybody. I say no, absolutely not. It just can't be done. Simply put, women are women, men are men. That's basically what it comes down to. So
when you hear these women that say that kind of stuff, what do you think about them? What do you think about that woman when you hear it?
Well, first of all, there's several things of what I think. First of all, I think they're stupid. That's first. And I think a lot of times when women say that, they're bitter, and it's a lot of their experiences with men and the men that they choose that cause them to say things like that.
Uh-huh.
Those are the main things that come up in my head when I hear that stuff.
Okay. Like I said, when I hear it, I automatically think, and I probably left out emotionally scarred, but I ain't think they're
right.
Either childish, you feel what I'm saying, ignorant, or then you can go at C, emotionally scarred. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something with some guy to make them just hate guys, period, and so they just fucking they start fucking up their child's life. By thinking they don't need a male influence in their male child's life. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? But rationally, just the average, because I'm on the phone. I mean, this is K1 Internet Radio. My demographic is age 25 to 35. Okay, this is the 25 to 40, actually. This is the average age of people that call my show. They're black, and this is the age of most of the women that call my show. Now, I did notice a lot of people who was inboxing me and saying this shit, when I went to their Facebook page and looked at their age and birth dates, they were all... under that, they were all like 25. One of them was 27, and I was like, really? You've been on this earth 27 years, and you really think like this? So maybe you just ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Do you think this is... Hey, Noonie. Hold on, I don't know where Noonie at. Oh, I thought he's still on the... He must have got me on hold. Anyway, I want to ask you this, T. Lewis. If Noonie come up on the phone, make sure... Noonie, pick up the line. I want to ask you a specific question. How much do you think that being quote unquote ghetto or hood has to do with this kind of mentality? Or do you think this mentality is more embedded in the working woman who's got her own house and everything, who provides for everything herself type person? Which one do you see? What kind of woman do you mostly see taking this stance?
In my experience, and to be honest, I kind of sort of see it go, because, I mean, I grew up in the product, so I've seen it a lot. But the more and more that I've been in corporate America, I have seen more and more single women, not just black women. I mean, white women. It's funny you should mention that, because I actually had a conversation with the same chick that I work with now, that I used to work with, about a divorce she went through last year, talking about all guys are the same and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But the more and more women feel more empowered and independent, and think because they make just as much money as the man, and they have all the opportunities that men have had since the creation of civilization, they are going more and more towards, I don't need a man, I can do this by myself.
Uh-huh.
I heard someone else say they go through things like artificial insemination and things like that, and they begin to become more granular in their searches.
Go ahead.
No, they begin, in some cases, they begin to become more granular in their searches for men, and then they start to feel, well, he doesn't meet this particular list, so therefore, if they don't meet 100% of my criteria, I don't need him. All I need is his sperm or somebody else's sperm, then I can just raise a child on my own.
Right, which is fucking retarded.
Exactly.
It's fucking retarded.
I think it's really 50-50, but I do think that it's more so, and I hate to just say media all the time, but it's more so in social circles and in the media that is perpetuated in the hood. But I think it's more so 50-50.
I think what you just said. I think people think that it's the ghetto hood rats who say this kind of shit. But in actuality, I think it's what you said, T. I think it's these women who start making these almost six-figure or either six-figure jobs, who can financially provide for everything that the child really needs and all that shit. Since they can provide all these physical things, they think they got this, they think they good.
Right.
They can physically provide a place for them to stay and all this motherfucking shit. And like I said, this is why I'm having this fucking show. I'm driving this fucking home to them especially, because I don't give a fuck if you live in a $1 million mansion, bitch. I don't care. You got a pussy. You can't teach them how to be a man, period.
Exactly.
Kill yourself if you think that.
Exactly. And honestly, they sound worse than the hood chick. You should hear them.
Yeah. Yeah, them the ones, them are the real perpetrators of this fuck shit. You feel what I'm saying? The ones who financially got it like that. Them the ones who really think they really don't need no motherfucking body, let alone a man. They don't even need them. They don't even need the child's father, let alone a strange man. Fuck all that. They good. They got this because they got these things, these material things. But I told you, bitch, you can't give them jewels. You can't give them jewels. You can give them a brand new whatever for his birthday. You can dress him nice. You can provide him a nice house. You can put him in private school. You can't give him jewels, bitch. And he need them. Fuck what you think. Fuck what you think. You got a pussy. You don't know. You don't fucking know. You have a pussy. You don't know. Period, point blank. So you can get artificially inseminated and all this kind of shit and think you and your whoever can... No, you can raise him up and make him... You can raise him up and he can grow up in your household, but bitch, you cannot teach him how to be a man.
Exactly. Hey, one quick thing, though. I heard El Panama mention that he had saw something on TV about Vernon Forrest. I saw that same story, but the piggyback on that and what LSL said about the validation and the confirmation thing, I was watching this special about this dude out on the West Coast named Hook Mitchell. And what made me think about it was, you know, the whole Blake Griffin thing, jumping over a car. Like, this nigga really could jump over, like, a car, not just a hood and dump. But the nigga got caught up on drugs and stuff like that. He didn't have a home. I mean, he didn't have a daddy in the home. He was just raised primarily by his mama, who was strung out on drugs, and his grandma. But then what was funny was Gary Payton, Brian Shaw, all these niggas knew each other. But everybody said, period, point blank, and just go back to what LL was saying again about the confirmation and the validation. Not only did Gary Payton's daddy validate that I'm the man in this house and I'm running this and I'm raising this male, I'm the male here, so y'all ain't going to bring any of that to this house. So he was basically like the dominant male lion. So you're not going to bring no shenanigans. You ain't going to bring no drugs around my son. You ain't going to do none of that. And if he do it with y'all, y'all better make sure I don't find out about it, because everybody going to get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he established with everybody in their neighborhood that I run this over here.
Right.
So don't play with my son. Don't play with me, because if you play with my son, you play with my whole family. And women can't, and you might have some that can, but women can't establish it like that. They just can't.
They think they can. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Where does the mentality come from? I got to ask the question to my next callers, to some of my next callers. Where does this mentality come from? I think at the end of the day, the women who have to do this shit by themselves, even though I guess like Nunez said, they really don't have to, they just are. You feel me? When they do this shit by themselves like that, that's when their mentality starts to set in. Because once you do something and you realize, it's like us as guys. Once we learn how to change our oil and we do it two or three times and we done mastered it, we're like, man, fuck going to get my oil changed.
Right.
I don't need no motherfucking mechanic. I got this. You feel me? But that's a motherfucking car. That's an inert object. It's not a person. But I think women who do that, that's where they get this fucked up mentality from. They do it. And they're successful at it, quote unquote, because the dude, you know, they see other women who was single parent homes, and then his son make it to the NBA or whatever, blah blah blah. But you see that, but you don't see everything that went on behind the scenes. You don't know if he had a mentor or not. You feel what I'm saying? You don't know if he had an uncle or big brother or not, bitch. You feel what I'm saying? You don't know shit. You just think you know because you saw sister such and such son or whoever such and such son in the NFL now, and that's he grew up with a single parent household, whatever. Yeah, maybe so, but you don't know everything that happened.
Yeah, and I hate those women. I hate those women that assume that too.
Right,
that's
they do
what kills me.
When they get to a certain point where they provide a certain amount for so long by themselves, then they feel like embodied, emboldened to do that. All right, T. Lewis, stay on the line. I got to make sure I get Ruby Candy and Raspy Rawls. They're still on the line. I got. I'm probably going to have to go into overtime. Stay on the line, all right?
Yeah, man.
Ruby, what's happening? Hello?
Hello.
All right, Ruby.
Hey.
Ruby, call the show.
Thank you.
All right. What say you, Ruby Candy? Can a woman raise a male child to be a man?
No.
Don't think so?
No.
Okay. So
not even my ex-wife. I mean, not even she can. Not even, you know, even though she knows she tries to, you know, act like she is one, but she can't.
Right, right, right. So let me ask you this: since you were artificially inseminated and all that kind of stuff, do you try to find male to be in your child's life to help him with coming into manhood? Do you
I've never tried to find it. You know, it's always been offered. Like, I have older brothers. You know, I have younger brothers. You know, I have, thank God, I just have all these good men around me that, you know, anything that goes down, you know, I can always call them and, hey, my disciplinarians. Especially my oldest son, because he's 13, and his dad was always there.
Okay, well, then, they do have males in their life. Basically,
right.
You got your older brothers, uncles, older brothers, all of this count. I'm talking about, this show is for the ladies who feel like, I don't need no man help, period, point blank. Yeah. And I'm like, where the fuck would they do that at?
I can say, I don't need a man. My kids, my sons, they need a man.
Right. That's the point I'm trying to get across. You don't need a man. And but
right.
See, the thing about it is, I don't have no problem when a woman say they don't need a man personally. Hell, if you don't, you goddamn don't. If you can fuck yourself to sleep with a dildo every night, if you can pay all your own motherfucking bills, then you really don't need a motherfucking man.
Right.
But
it's the kids, their sons that's missing out. It's not the moms, it's the sons that's missing out.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's my whole point of the show. That's why I want to make sure I get crystal clear with everybody that's on the phone line. This is not about trying to say, and that's a whole other show. Because I don't even know how much I believe a woman really don't, unless you're gay or something like that, that you don't really need the companionship of a man. I don't even really believe that, but that's a whole other show. But for right now, I absolutely 100% dare you and dare you to try to talk me down about the fact that your male child don't need a male influence and person around in their life. They don't need a man around them whatsoever. That is total bullshit right there. It really is.
Yes, it is. And I mean, everybody, you know, they gave some good points, especially LL, you know, El Panama, you know, they gave some good points. LL, she broke it down real good.
Yeah, she did. She did. I think the validation point is not to be slept on, is not to be just undersold. You feel me? That point that she brought up about a male needing to be validated by another male to feel like he is a man. You can put your son's little suit on at 13 years old and dress him up in his Easter suit and be like, oh, my little man.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. That's cool and that's cute and shit. But no. At the end of the day, he gonna need that man to validate that shit. You can say that and you can mean that, but at the end of the day, I'm a man. I know he need that man to validate, to make that shit ironclad,
yeah.
To really feel that shit.
Yeah,
you know,
I can watch my son, you know, I can go to his basketball games, I can sit there and I can watch the games with him, you know, and chit-chat and all that, but it's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same, because, like, my oldest son, his dad passed away a couple of years ago. And so, I mean, I can't change that. I can't, you know, I can't be that other role model for him that he needs. I can't be that man. And, you know, my brothers, you know, they've always been there, no questions asked. They don't have kids, so they've always been there for the boys.
Right, exactly. That's what's up. All right, thanks. Let me make sure I get the rasp because I'm running out of time, all right?
All right.
All right. Raspy Raw, what is it, homie?
What it do?
Hey.
What up, Nooney?
Hey, Blizz, I'm just letting you know I'm finna get ready for that showtime.
Oh, okay. Tell the people how to get to your show, Nooney. Nooney's going to have a pretty interesting show. I've talked about this on this show, but we're going to go on Nooney's show tonight. We're going to go ham about that. What's up, Nooney? How to get to the show?
347-934-0213. 347-934-0213. It's kind of hard to say that address like that. People don't really be checking it like that. But 347-934-0213. All you gotta do is look on Blizzard page, and it's about to be all over it.
All right, wrap it off.
What it do?
What it do, man? Thanks for calling the show. You did. Let me go ahead and jump right to them, run out of time. Do you think a woman can raise a male child and teach him how to be a man?
No, I'm a prime example.
You a prime example of what?
A woman can't teach a male how to be a man.
Why do you say that you a prime example of that?
Because my mama raised me like you're supposed to be raised. She can do everything in the world for me except that one thing. Teach me how to be a man when it came time for me to have to be a man. Had to go out to the street to find out how to be a man on my own because my mama couldn't teach me that. That's one thing she could never teach me, how to be a man. Her mama can't, put it like this, say it herself. Her mama can't bring me to the bathroom to show me how to piss because she don't have what I have.
Right. Exactly. And that's been stated a couple of times on the show tonight. You just don't possess ladies. Man, I had so many callers on the line and everything. But, ladies, you just simply don't possess the genetics and equipment and mentality and hormones and all this other thing. You just can't do it, ladies. You just can't. You can give it the old college try, but you're not going to be able to do it. All right? I'm sorry to tell you that. As good as a parent that you are, whatever, you just cannot teach a child to be a man. You can raise them up, teach them manners, how to be respectable and stuff like that, but you can't teach them those, you can't give them those jewels that only we pass down to each other. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You feel what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying, Raspy?
Yeah, man. You can't teach a man how to be a man. Just like I can't teach a girl how to be a woman.
Exactly. I got a daughter.
It's just human impossible. You don't see no male animals. And the other species going with the female species to find out how to become. You don't see a male lion going with the female lion to find out how to hunt. That shit just don't go together.
Exactly. So let me ask you this, Raspy. When you hear a woman say they don't need no man to help raise their child or none of that, what is your first instinctual opinion about them? How do you feel about them? What do you view them as? Do you view them as ignorant, childish, what?
Depends on how old they are. You know what I'm saying? Age has a lot to do with that.
Uh-huh.
If you got a couple children, you're just stupid. You just dumb. You don't want to face that thing. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you holding a grudge against men from, so you holding your children hostage against that. Which
right.
I feel is so fucked up.
It really is. It really is, man.
Let me say this, Bill. Something I have a problem with a lot of parents, period.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of parents, like my parents, like our parents, they sacrifice for us because they decide to bring us into this world. These things, parents don't want to sacrifice for their kids. You can't have a life and still raise your child. You can't still go to the club and still raise your child. Them two will not make it. Something will go undone. As long as you're going to the club, something going undone at home, man. That's the problem with these motherfuckers that they don't want to make a sacrifice to handle their responsibilities that they laid up there and had.
Right. I feel what you're saying. You feel me? I think you can go to the club every now and again, but not every motherfucking weekend.
Every weekend, you got two, three, seven. How you going to the club every weekend?
Somebody's school project ain't getting done right, or some shit ain't getting done, bitch. Okay? You can't go to the club every weekend. I ain't saying sit in the house and be a hermit because you got kids. You can go out and have a good time and shit, but goddamn it, you can't be partying every weekend. What the fuck, your kids go to school during the week, on the weekend, that's their time to spend with you. What? When you spend the time with the child? If you in the club every fucking weekend, or if you hanging out with the girls every fucking weekend, and don't give me this shit about, well, they old enough and they sleep at night or whatever, so I can go out at night is my time. Fuck that. Because when you go out and stay out till 5 o'clock in the morning, then you sleep till goddamn 1 the next day. So then you didn't get up and cook breakfast for them, a hot breakfast for them.
You know,
they missed that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even, I bet you. 90% of the people these days don't even sit down and eat dinner together. Them children eat dinner separately. When my kids spend the weekends with me, I make us sit down
and eat at the table together. Just because, man.
You're supposed to sit down at the table and talk to your children. How you doing with this in school? How this going in your life?
I don't know where we got
this disconnection at, but man, we need to stop this shit.
It's bad. I feel you, but I do that with my kids. And I love doing it. The crazy part is I love to do it. I love to cook. Even if we go get something to eat, sometimes we'll go get something to eat, takeout, and even if we sit together at the table at the restaurant or whatever, we sit down together and I talk to them while we eating, man. That's missing in our society. All right, Rasta Ross, stay on the line, man. Thanks for calling the show. I'm finna get ready to end the show. All right, man. Appreciate your input, though. All right?
Yeah.
Sure, man. Real quick, Key, did you want to say something? A couple seconds, Key.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to say when LL was talking about validation and how men need that other man to validate them, I must say that I've met men that didn't get validation from other men, so they start to look for it in women. And that's when you get the so-called mama's boys.
Right.
It's like you looking for, a man is looking for a woman to validate his manhood, and that can never happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what you get, like I said, mama's boys or bitch niggas. Take your pick.
Yeah, same thing.
You know what
I'm saying? I just wanted to add that because, you know, that was a very good point. They need another man to validate them so they will already be secure with themselves once they reach adulthood.
Right, exactly. All right, that's a good point. Glad you bring it up. All right, thanks.
All right.
Well, coming to the end of the show, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. You did. K100 Internet Radio. Man, I had a great show. I loved this discussion. Loved it. This one goes down in the history books, and I had a lot of people on the line, so a lot of people was interested in what we were talking about. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. I'm out. I'll see you tomorrow for episode 166.